Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, for our last bill of the day, please recognize Representative Randy McDaniel for Conference Committee Report on Senate Bill 796.
Clerk will read. CCR to Senate Bill 796 by Brogdon of the Senate, McDaniel Randy of the House, an act relating to corrections.
Representative McDaniel, you're recognized to explain the Conference Committee Report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 796 is a request bill from Living Hope Ministry. The language in the CCR is the compromise language that all the parties at the table agreed to. Appreciate all the hard work everyone did. We've added much more notification since the original version, which I think everyone can feel comfortable with. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative Kiesel, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, I just want to be clear. Does this exempt transitional living facilities without sex offenders and without capital offenders from the current 2,500-foot requirement?
If I understood your question right, they are still, nothing will be affected by them. They will still not be able to get within 2,500 feet. So sexual offenders will not be affected by this law, and they will still be restricted to stay outside of 2,500 feet.
Members of the House will come to order. Please give your attention to Representative Kiesel. Representative Kiesel, you're recognized for a follow-up.
I didn't hear the last part of your answer. I'm thinking just my question is if you do not, if you're a transitional living facility under your bill, if you do not have sex offenders and you do not have capital offenders at your transitional living facility, are you still bound by the 2,500-foot requirement?
Yes.
Yes.
Representative Kiesel, for a question.
I don't have the bill in front of me. I think it says on page 1, line 21, the current language is that no transitional living facility shall be located within 2,500 feet of any public, private, or elementary, on and on. But your language that says, the new language that says, that houses sex offenders or persons convicted of a capital offense, my concern with that language is that that would exempt out all of the other transitional living facilities that do not have capital offenders or that do not have sex offenders housed at their facilities.
I think I've tried to answer this twice, but I'll try one more time. Sex offenders, capital offenders, are not affected by this law at all. They will still be restricted. They will have to remain outside of 2,500 feet. I don't know about your other concerns.
Representative Kiesel, for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. But what about the other offenders, the ones that aren't sex offenders and aren't capital offenders, yes, that are at these transitional facilities? What about them? What are there spacing requirements or zoning requirements for 2,500 feet? You're saying that under your bill, that's applicable to everyone.
Other than those folks, yes, that's why we're running the bill, to say that if people want to do ministry, once these people are already released and free, then they're able to be able to live in this kind of facility. Now, what we've done, I've answered it a lot of times, is we've added so much notification. This will not surprise anybody. When you look at how that couples with Proctor's bill, or Representative Proctor's bill, that also has more notification within a quarter mile of the whole area, I think we've gone above and beyond to try to make sure everyone's notified and that the public's safe.
Representative Proctor, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, your bill is making it so that these transitional facilities can be built closer to schools, correct?
Not necessarily.
Representative Proctor, for a follow-up.
Is your bill making it easier so that these transitional facilities can be moved closer to schools if they do not have sex offenders or capital offenders?
I'd rather say that we're really trying to make it fair, because the men facilities that are already allowed were grandfathered in. And so really I'd look at that saying we're not going to discriminate against women, because right now we're discriminating against women saying they can't do it, but for a men's facility that they can.
Representative McCullough, for a question.
And Again, thank you, Mr. Speaker. And again, Representative McDaniel, this still, in any event, has to go through the local zoning board and has to be approved by any local officials prior to the facility actually going in. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Appreciate the question.
Representative Thompson Todd for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Help me out, Representative McDaniel. The individuals that will go into the transitional living facility, are they finishing out some of their time, or have they completed their time?
Thank you for the question. These people have already been released. They're free to do or live wherever they'd like to.
Representative Thompson for a follow-up.
Is this a voluntary program that they are going into, or are they required to go in that like a halfway house or something like that?
It's a voluntary program, and they also have to be accepted by the group, too.
Representative Thompson for a question.
If they did not go into this program, what is going to prevent that individual from moving next to the school and living in a home right now if they're not a sex offender or something like that?
There's nothing to prevent them from doing that.
Representative Thompson for a follow-up.
Thank you. Is this an effort, or would you say that this may even give greater notice to a person that has committed a crime than would be required if they didn't go into the transitional facility?
Absolutely. These people could go in a hotel. They could be in the next door house. In this case, everyone in the community is going to be notified, and people are going to try to give them ministry to make a difference in their life, and hopefully they'll change them for the better.
Thank you.
Members of the House will come to order. Representative Sears, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Daniel, there's a history of this organization, and I say organization, this particular program. There's houses out here like this, correct?
Yes, sir.
Right. I say that to lead into my question is, we really don't have horror stories where there's been huge incidents against people in the neighborhood. There's just not a big track record here. It's more a success record than a bad record, correct?
Absolutely. I would like to mention once again that there's a men's facility like this. People were worried when they initially went in, but it's been a great success. The only issue out here really has been, are people properly notified? And we feel very comfortable when you look at the language from not only Representative Proctor's bill, but also this bill contained. There's going to be plenty of notification. No one will be surprised.
Representative Sears for a follow-up.
So you could possibly say today, it would be safe to say, thus far this whole program has been a success where it has been implemented, correct?
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Proctor for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative McDaniel, would you are you aware that I would be able to let Representative Sears know of a horror story if he'd like to hear it?
Is it a true one or a false one?
Seeing no additional questions, Representative McDaniel moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay.
Aye.
The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 796 by Brogdon of the Senate, McDaniel Randy of the House, an act relating to corrections.
Representative McDaniel moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Hilliard votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Billy, Representative Thompson Mike, Representative Richardson. Representative Shoemake, Representative Reniger, Representative McCaffrey. Representative Shoemake votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, Representative McCaffrey, declare the vote.
74 aye, 23 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative McDaniel, and I ask that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, there is an objection. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on passage of the emergency. Representative Pittman votes no. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Shoemake votes aye. Representative Moore votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Tibbs, Representative Key, Representative Denny, Representative Peters, Representative Cox, Representative Wesselhoft, Representative Hilliard, Representative McCaffrey, Representative Roan, Representative Hilliard votes aye. Representative Morissette, Representative Reniger, Representative Glenn, Representative Shelton. Declare the vote.
69 aye, 22 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.